the night. A reach, Seaman over to Seltz for three, left wing, off the mark, rebound Josh Schelke. That one's no good, and rebound finally nearly brought in by Dalton Oakey, and we have a whistle. Oh. Foul's going to be against Sandusky. That's the fourth team foul of the half for the Redskins, and the second against Josh DeCamp. Brady Kirsch inbounds for Harbor Beach. And finally has to go with the safety valve to Cody Seaman, right wing. Or left wing into the corner for Brady Kirsch for three. This one's short. Rebound, Josh DeCamp.
7 minutes to go. Sandusky's on the attack.
As Danny Hale goes into the lane for the layup, this one's no good. Contested by Dalton Oakey. That is the first foul against Dalton Oakey, and the first team foul for High Reach in this half sends Danny Hale to the line for two shots. This is the first free throws for Sandusky since the first quarter.
Well, they've been driving the whole game, looking to go ahead and get Harbor Beach in foul jeopardy and also get somebody like Danny Hale on the foul line, who just hit its first one.
Gives the lead back to Sandusky, 41-39. As Sandusky's outscored Harbor Beach 3-0. Check that, 4-0 here in this fourth quarter. 42-39, a three-point ball game. Sandusky leading. Full court press from Harbor Beach over to Brady Kirsch across the timeline. To the left wing to Dalton Oakey at the left block. Goes up for the hook shot. This one's in for two. Heads up play from the sophomore Brady Kirsch to get it to the big man. In 1 point game, 42-41. Harbor Beach still trailing. Danny Hale, right block or right elbow, pulls up for the jump shot. No good. Rebound, Cody Seaman. Here come the Pirates. Right wing. Seaman, skip pass to Schelke, left wing.
Dribbles. Harbor Beach does really well when they go ahead and penetrate the zone and then dump it off to Oakey.
Seltz to Seaman, to the left corner to Schelke. Oakey working the block, nothing there. Seltz, right wing, back up to Seaman, into the corner to Schelke, dribbles down the baseline, nothing there at all. Tries to feed it off to Kirsch, and it's a scramble on the floor, and jump ball possession, Sandusky. So Sandusky will get it 90 feet from her own hoop, leading 42-41 with 6:04 left in the fourth quarter.
Harbor Beach is setting up a token press. Just keep the ball in front of them. Backing up a little bit as the Redskins are advancing. Danny Hale with the ball.
Across the timeline, being guarded by Cody Seaman, over to the right wing to Justin Miller. Brandon Potter in between the high and low post on the right side, feeds it back to Miller. And gets it back at the top of the key. Now Danny Hale's hands, dribbling to his right to the wing. Into the corner to Lasecki, feeds it into Potter. Brady Kirsch fronts him, feeds it all the way over to the left corner. Potter for three. This one's off the top of the backboard. Rebound, Austin Seltz. Here comes Harbor Beach to the left wing to Schelke. Pulls up, or stops his dribble at the left wing. Back up to Seaman. To the right wing to Seltz. 5:20 left in the fourth. 42-41, Sandusky by one. Schelke to Seltz to Kirsch in the corner. We have a timeout called by Ron Rubel and the Pirates. No official word if it's a 30 or a 60. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll stick with you here with 5:12 left in the fourth quarter. Harbor Reach trails by one. They have the ball. What is Ron Rubel setting up?
Take the ball inside. It's simple as that. If you're going to fritter around with the long shot, low percentage shot, that's not really what he wants right now. He wants to pound that ball inside. You've got the premier driver in Josh Schelke, and you have Dalton Oakey, who's just waiting for the ball to come to him in there, and he's proven himself tonight that everything he touches, it turns to gold. So that's what I'd be doing.
High Reach is out of their huddle already. Apparently only took 10 seconds for him to tell his team that.
Get inside.
Get inside. Two words. Verb, action.
Or take the ball inside. Put it that way.
They could have played charades in those 30 seconds and still gotten it. Austin Seltz inbounds it to Schelke. I'd like to see Ron Rubel play charades. That'd be quite the sight. Into the corner to Seltz. Now dribbles back to the right wing to the top of the key. to Schelke. 5 minutes left in the fourth, 42-41. Sandusky leading. Double screen coming to the top
there
of the
comes,
key.
There
Give
comes.
And go to Oki. Doesn't even bring it down. Misses the first shot. Gets his own rebound. Puts it in for 2 points. Oki's seventh rebound of the night. And eighth point. He also has six blocks. Harbor Beach with a one-point lead, 43-42. That's the 11th lead change of the night. Feeds into Potter at the low post. The pass is a little bit off the mark. Danny Hale, right wing for Sandusky, dribbles into the paint, kicks it back out to DeCam. Long two, and he nails it. Foot was on the line, otherwise that would have been a three, and it's back to Sandusky leading 44-43. This is a mirror image of the JV game. Austin Seltz, left wing, top of the key to Kirsch. Slows it down over to Seaman, right wing. Thought about taking the three, does not. Kirsch, top of the key. Schelke's at the high post, Dalton at the low post. Left wing, Seltz, back up to Kirsch. Seaman, right wing, deeper into the corner. High reach just passing this one right around the entire perimeter. Seaman into the right block to Oki. Missed the first one, gets his own rebound, gets the second rebound, goes up for the shot. It is, counts it. And he's going to line for an old-fashioned three-point play. Harvich leading 45-44. Oki getting one free throw. That's 9 rebounds now for Oki. Padding the stats there, getting missing his own shot and rebounding his own shot. Free throw is up, and it's short. Rebound, Cody Seaman.
Harbor Beach retains possession. Now, I like the idea that Josh Schelke is going to get the ball, take the ball.
At the high post, he missed it, though. Oki gets the rebound, puts it back in for 2 points. Oki having a huge fourth quarter. He has a double-double. 47-44, Harbor Beach leading by three. 3.5 to play in the fourth quarter. We expected a great game. That's what we have. We have a timeout called by Tristan Payton and Sandusky with 3:26 left in the fourth. Harbor Beach leads 47-44.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
.326 left in the fourth quarter. Harbor Beach leading by three, 47-44, in a game that has gone back and forth 13 different times. And we've had 5 lead changes. Sandusky calling a full timeout. And they will get the ball right in front of their own bench on the left side of your radio. Brandon Potter will be inbounding it. Trying to get it to Joe Stone, instead they get to DeCam at the top of the key.
Look where Danny Hale's at. Down on the baseline.
Joe Stone, right wing, top to DeCam. To the left wing, Justin Miller for three, no, short. Rebound Joe Stone, though, and gives it to Danny Hale, and he gets stripped of it. Here comes Harbor Beach, big possession there for the Pirates. Cody Seaman drives into the lane, and he traveled with it. Disco night all night long here. Lionel Richie with 3 minutes left in the fourth. Harbor Beach still leading by three, 47-44. Justin Miller sits down. Out there for Sandusky, we have DeCam, Stone, Lasecki, Hale, and Potter. For Harbor Beach, Seaman, Seltz, Kirsch, Schelke, and Oki. Brandon Potter, left wing extended. 2:45 left now. Danny Hale down to the left block, spinning all the way in, goes up for the shot, no good. Rebound to Cam, and it's blocked by Dalton. Oki also brings in the rebound. Feeds over to Austin Seltz in the corner.
Nope, that's not where they want it.
And Dalton Oki goes for the shot from the right block. This one's no good, and rebound Potter.
It was below the block. You don't want to go ahead and feed the post on below the block.
2:20 left in the fourth. Still that three-point game. Harbor Beach leading 47-44. Potter into the corner to Stone. Trying to feed into Hale. He's at the block. DeCam now top of the key. To the right wing,